Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? Happy Friday night, y'all. It's 11:33 p.m. on the West Coast, and I want to talk about a few things. Damn, I'm tired of hearing about Meek Mills right now. Shit, this nigga's getting on my nerve. Why don't y'all lay off that motherfucker? Nobody cares if he's gay or straight. The nigga ain't denying being gay. And then you say he's straight. And he wants people to stop asking him if he's straight. He said all he knows is he's blessed. And that's it, you know. But damn, I wouldn't be surprised if Meek Mills was gay. Because a lot of motherfuckers in the music industry, and probably in Hollywood, are all gay. You know, all the motherfuckers are taking dick in their ass, coming out the closet. You know what's really crazy about that shit? You know, everybody feels the need to come out the closet and celebrate. Then motherfuckers out there act like that's some fucking trophy. Oh, they came out the closet. Oh, they're gay. Like, that's breaking news. That shit ain't nothing new. There ain't nothing to be proud of. Ain't that some shit? Y'all motherfuckers ready to throw a damn party. Shit. Once a motherfucker come out the closet, live in your truth. Understand that, yes. Go ahead. You can live your truth. But just know this. God is against it. That's all I can say. God is against it. You know? He called being gay abomination. God says that. All right? You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Meek Mills came out the closet and was gay. I mean, shit. Who knows? Probably a lot of motherfuckers in the music industry and Hollywood probably all take a dick in their ass. All the motherfuckers are gay. You know, every day somebody always coming out the closet. They gay. Motherfuckers is all celebrating that shit. Like it's some national, big, global motherfucking holiday. Ain't that some shit? Shit is crazy, man. Shit, you know? Yeah, you can be gay, live your life the way you want to. Only God can judge you, you know, so there you go. But, you know, I like to always say this. Ain't gonna be no gays in heaven. Yo, let me get to start preaching. Ain't gonna be no corruption will enter the kingdom of God. Ain't gonna be no flesh, blood, none of that. No corruption will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of God. That ain't happening. All right? You can live your life any way you want to. We all can live our life the way we want to. Whether you're gay, straight, whatever. It's your belief. Shit. You know? Just like you people have a right to be gay and live their life. Straight people got a way to live their life and feel the same way. You can't force somebody to like somebody, agree with them. Or just because they don't like the way they live, they homophobic. That's bullshit. That's some real shit. You know what I noticed, ladies and gentlemen? I think I said it before. Maybe I tweeted that shit out. You know what runs the world, ladies and gentlemen? I'ma say it. Gays and white racist people and women. Let me say it again. You know, y'all know who run the world? Gays, white racist people, and women. They run the world. Why you think all them motherfuckers can get away with doing so much shit? They can get away with bloody murder. But they never suffer the same consequences as a man. That's some real shit. You know, fuck Meek Mills. Nobody gives a damn if he gay or straight. Everybody's saying, is he gay? Are you straight? You know, and everybody keeps saying in the comment section on Instagram, oh, he not denying it. Like a bunch of little damn kids. Who give a fuck? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the motherfucker was sucking dicks, taking it in the ass. I mean, real shit. Real talk. I mean, damn, who gives a shit? I bet you everybody in Hollywood probably got some sugar in their tank. All the motherfuckers are gay. They all take a dick in their ass. Shit. They all wearing dresses. Shit. Everybody coming out the closet. It's a party for every fucking body. Shit is crazy, man. You know what I don't get, ladies and gentlemen? How is it that the world, everybody will fight for the gays? You know, all the motherfuckers. They rights and shit. But you know what? Don't nobody stand up and ever fight for the Lord. But they quick to fight for some let me just say it. Some fucking faggots, you know. Fuck it. You know, I ain't famous. I don't do fame. Fuck all that bullshit. Because you motherfuckers love to try to cancel a motherfucker. You like to threaten people and all that shit. You like to pay people hush money to shut the fuck up. I don't do fame. Fuck all that shit. See, the shit I say on my podcast will get everybody fucking canceled. These motherfuckers as famous as global all over the social media, they can't say the shit I say on my fucking podcast. They gotta worry about losing some fucking followers. They gotta worry about their contract. They gotta worry about losing some millions. They gotta worry about their fucking sponsorship. I ain't gotta worry about that fucking shit. I don't do fame. I ain't nobody's puppet and I ain't nobody's motherfucking bitch. You gotta pay to keep quiet. I ain't none of that shit. I'm gonna speak my motherfucking mind. It's freedom of speech on this shit. On this motherfucker, on my podcast, D to J, people gotta bite their fucking tongue. All the famous motherfuckers, they can't say what I say. Them motherfuckers get canceled so quick, lose their fucking job, lose their fucking money, lose their fucking sponsorship, and that's the real shit. Now let me get on to The Rock and the Bloodline. You know, I'm a wrestling fan, you know. But The Rock, he cool, he good. But what is up with, is this really just a storyline or what? You know, I'm going to say it like this. I could never be in WWE because what I would have did to the Bloodline, I'm going to just say it would have been criminal, motherfucker. It would have been criminal, straight up, because we don't play that shit in real life, you know, about the way they deal with motherfuckers over there. I hope that's all a storyline because I couldn't rock with that shit. What I would have did to the motherfuckers would have been criminal. That's real shit. Fuck the Bloodline. I mean, I like the rumors, but this shit is getting overrated. You see the motherfucker try to hype up the crowd on SmackDown, and they was not that excited. You know, they wasn't cheering for him that much. Hell, when Dominique Mysterio comes out on Raw, SmackDown, whatever, the motherfuckers boo his ass off so they boo so the boos for Dominic Mysterio is louder than a fucking chair than Roman Reigns when he say, acknowledge me this Friday night on SmackDown. What the fuck? I'm like, get over it, Roman. You fucking washed up. People are getting tired of your ass coming out on Friday night SmackDown every fucking Friday night. Talk about acknowledge me. People getting tired of that shit. It's getting old. Nobody got time to acknowledge your funky ass. I mean, damn. Sit your ass down. You the tribal chief. Stay your ass at home and stand the motherfucking back. We getting tired of your ass. That's what they saying. Ain't nobody got to cheer for your ass, acknowledge your ass. Come on now. That's some real shit. Now, The Rock went ahead and acknowledge him. You know, that's family. I got that, you know. But what I don't like is I was just scrolling on Instagram, y'all, and The Rock said, from the bottom of my heart, or seriously, what Cody Rhodes, fuck your story. You know what? I'm like, wait a minute now. Since when did The Rock become a motherfucker throwing out cheap shots, slapping motherfuckers, and being a phone gangster on social media, being an internet gangster talking shit? I said in a comment section, if you're the man that you claim you are, why don't you go say that shit to Cody Rhodes' face and tell him fuck your story to his fucking face? I don't want to hear that motherfucking shit, all that hot air on SmackDown, you talking all that shit. I don't want to see you getting on motherfucking Instagram, making videos saying fuck your story. No, motherfucker, you go say that shit to Cody Rhodes' face. Don't be a fucking bitch. Grow some fucking balls, Rock. Dwayne Rock Johnson. Grow some fucking balls. Say that shit to his fucking face. Ooh, I couldn't be in WWE. Man, I would have been in motherfucking jail or prison. I would have been bad, nigga. The way these motherfucking storylines, I don't know if the storylines or some of this shit real. Because, man, I'm just thinking, it got me furious, man. Because I was, whoo. Man, I'm glad I ain't no Cody Rhodes. Let The Rock, he should say that shit to my face. Let a motherfucker tell me that. I would have said, hey, you gonna say this shit on social media. You'll be a little internet gangster, a little thug, huh? Why don't you tell me, fuck my story? You said fuck my story, right? Why don't you come and tell me that shit to my motherfucking face? If you if you're a man, if you got some fucking balls, don't be a pussy. Don't be a motherfucking bitch and say shit on Instagram. Nah, motherfucker, tell me that shit to my fucking face. Ooh, I would have bust that motherfucker's face straight open. I'm talking about The Rock. I would have broken his fucking nose. I would have need a whole But you know what? If anything was to go down and The Rock said that shit to Cody Rhodes, the bloodline gonna bleed there to break it up. Hold me back. It's going to be on some hold me back bullshit. Some refs going to get involved. Man, ain't that some shit. Why don't they have Cody Rhodes and The Rock in the ring with nobody? No security guards, no motherfucking bloodline. Just face to face, you know? And I want to see what fucking happened there. I want Rock to say the same shit he said on Instagram. Fuck your fucking story. That's what I want to see. I want to see what the fuck will happen. I can't stand motherfuckers, internet gangsters, motherfuckers that talk shit on social media, but them motherfuckers will never say shit to your fucking face. I can't stand the motherfuckers. That's real shit. Man, since when did The Rock became a motherfucking bitch? That's some real shit. I'm a cheap shot artist slapping motherfuckers, talking shit with his cousins in the ring. Yeah. Ain't that some shit? But he can't, yeah, making videos, talking on social media about fuck your story. But this motherfucker, when he lighten up, when he, in motherfucker's face. The Rock do a lot of talking. That's what the motherfucker do. You know, when he with the bloodline, he's kind of quiet. But when the motherfuckers, Cody Rhodes, he don't be saying shit. I just don't get it. How is it? It's like this. The Rock is like one of the motherfuckers. He tough and he quiet and humble when he with his boys. Get that motherfucker from around the bloodline. Let's see that motherfucker talk his shit then. Is this a storyline or what? But I don't like this shit. Oh yeah, now let me move on to Bayley. I feel so sorry for Bayley. Why did she fall for that motherfucking okie doke? Man, that shit was crazy. What's the, Sky, what's that chick that, okay, she said, they jumped her in the, locker room. I knew that was a fucking lie. Come on now. I knew that was a motherfucking lie. We didn't see shit, we didn't hear shit, and Bayley fell for that shit and got her ass whooped. She can't trust, you can't trust them motherfuckers in, damage control. I'm watching this shit. And I said, Bayley, stupid, man. Why the fuck you trust that? Man, come on, man. Why the fuck you trust? Man, what's her fucking name? Y'all know the female, the pretendant. She was injured. And, because I've been getting all these motherfuckers' names. Io Sky, Scott. No, okay, it's not Io. What's her fucking name? Y'all know who I'm talking about. But anyway, Bayley got her ass beat. And, I wish she didn't fall for the okie doke. You know, for me, I would have never listened to that shit. I would have been like, you know what? Okay, I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna keep my guard up in case these motherfuckers try to. I would have, like, used fucking common sense. You didn't see them, what's the name? Good injured. Who was faking that she was injured? Oh, we're gonna get them. They jumped me in the locker room and no cameras. Nobody seen shit. She faking. I already knew it was a fucking setup just to get Bayley back in the ring and they can turn on her and beat her ass in the damn match. She just crazy than a motherfucker. Man, if I was Bayley, I would get healed up and I would not fall for that shit again. Bayley. I think she's better by herself. Fuck a motherfucking team. Fuck damage control. She better off by her fucking self. She need to get back to being an old Bayley with the ponytail, whooping ass, winning championships. I like that Bayley. I miss Bayley. Shout out to Bayley. Cause ain't she from what? San Jose? She from over here. She from over here in the motherfucking Bay. Motherfucking Northern California. She from over here where the fuck I'm at. Man, I felt sorry for her when she got her ass whooped by damage control. Damn, Bayley. Well, you learn from, you know, you live and you learn from your mistakes. You try to be, you know, give the person a benefit of a doubt. You thought they got their ass whooped, and they didn't. Shit. She better be ready, willing, able to raise hell, kick some ass. I want the old Bayley back. Shit. I want to see her win champions. Fight one, beat somebody ass one-on-one. You know, that's what I want to see. Fuck damage control. Belly was better as a solo wrestler than being in a motherfucking group. They was always talking shit about her. I know they was talking shit about her. She knew they was talking shit about her. Shout out to Belle. Hopefully she get better. But yeah, y'all, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show. Where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. And that's what I'm doing on this motherfucker. Speaking and preaching the truth. It's free speech on this motherfucker. I don't do fame. And my podcast is not like other people's podcasts. Because all these motherfuckers is global and famous with all this clout. Anything they I say on my motherfucking podcast talk about, they probably can do somewhat. But they can't give you the motherfucking uncut version. They gotta dance around shit. They gotta go around in circles. But see, on this motherfucker, we get to the nitty gritty. You might hear hoe, bitch, pussy, you fucking faggot, hoes, whores, prejudice, racist, all this shit on this motherfucker. Yeah, I know I got the foulest mouth, but I ain't famous and I ain't got shit to worry about losing. The fuck out of here. I don't do fame. Fuck all that shit. I'm self-made. I'm blessed by God, you know, the Most High. Shoot, I ain't got time for fame. Fuck all that shit. Because today, people would love to cancel you, lie on you. You know, these motherfuckers want you to hush up. They don't like nobody speaking the truth. Anytime somebody speak the truth, these motherfuckers either try to cancel a motherfucker or kill them or take away their sponsorship. They want you to be humble. They try to slave motherfuckers. They want to shut you up. Why? See how they did Kyrie? That shit is crazy. You can't have no free speech when you famous. I don't think free speech go for motherfuckers that's famous. That go for non-famous people like me, nigga. I'm not nobody famous. I might got a little social media clout, a little some notoriety, but that's about it. But anyways, your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank y'all for tuning in to the DDJ Show. It's all about speaking and preaching the truth. I'm out, y'all. Until next time, stay out of trouble. Peace. I'm out.